Israel and Syria began formal talks on a peace agreement 5 years ago at the Madrid Peace Conference. Those negotiations produced little progress before they were suspended 8 months ago after a series of suicide bombings in Israel by Islamic extremists. A resumption of the talks is now being blocked by the disagreement over the return of the Golan Heights. NPR's Suni Khalid visited the Syrian capital, Damascus, and reports that many Syrians have lost hope of securing peace with Israel.
Some analysts have suggested that Syria missed an opportunity to make peace with Israel while Shimon Peres was prime minister. But many Syrians say they don't see any major difference between Peres and his successor.
Well, Netanyahu and Peres, both of them Zionists. But to talk about missing an opportunity, I don't think so.
Suhail Zakar is a prominent political analyst in Damascus.
We are not running after opportunities. We are running after real peace and real settlement. And we have to distinguish between this and that.
Zakar says Syrians believe Israel is not interested in a true peace. He says this is demonstrated by how Israel has negotiated with the Palestinians on the status of Hebron. The previous Israeli government agreed to pull its troops out of the West Bank city. But 6 months into his term, Netanyahu has tried to renegotiate new terms for the redeployment, and Israeli troops remain in Hebron.
Since Netanyahu understand what happened wasn't peace but bargains, he said, I will not do anything for the city of Hebron, or I am going to make more and more settlements in the Western Bank. And even Oslo, I have to rethink about Oslo and make a new Oslo.
That's been the Arabs' biggest complaint, that Netanyahu will not fully honor agreements hammered out by Israel's previous government. As long as Israel continues such tactics, Zakar says that the Syrian government won't resume negotiations. He says Syria is not strong as Israel militarily, but the government is strong enough to resist making what it considers an unfair peace with Israel. The Golan Heights is at the core of any peace agreement. Syria is demanding the complete return of the strategic plateau. Israel captured the Golan in 1967. But if Israel continues to occupy the land, the Assad regime won't suffer. The Golan is not vital to the Syrian economy, and most of the inhabitants of the Golan are Druze Muslims, a politically weak minority sect inside Syria. Riyad Saif, a local businessman and an independent member of parliament, says most Syrians support the government and its firm stance toward Israel out of national pride.
Every man in every nation would put his place, himself, in our place. You see, we ask to get back our land. Nobody can say that's not our right.
Recently, many analysts have wondered how far Syria would go to pursue what it considers its right. In recent months, there have been maneuvers by Syrian troops into defensive positions along the Israeli border. Israeli Defense Minister Itzhak Mordecai has warned of the threat of a Syrian attack and preparations for another war. Syria has lost 3 major military confrontations with Israel. The last occurred in 1982 in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Israeli warplanes humiliated the Syrian Air Force, and Israel also inflicted heavy losses on Syrian ground forces, which have carefully avoided contact with the Israelis ever since. Riyad Saif says Syrians don't want another war with Israel, even if peace is not near.
The time of war is finished. And now everybody must look for real peace, let's say, for the future, because everybody is tired. Syria has spent, big part of its income for the last over 30 years, just to defend itself, to build an army. And now we would like, to have a real peace, and to concentrate more in developing economy, giving a better life for our people.
But that's not how everyone feels. There's a sentiment among some Syrians that another confrontation with Israel is inevitable. And Suhail Zakar says if it comes, Syria, in time, will be ready politically and militarily.
We are not weak nowadays in Syria. We will be, after a few years, no more than 3 or 4 years, will be more and more stronger. And at that time, we will be able to force the Israelis and the Americans to convince all of them to make real peace.
It is a peace that Syria wants only on its terms, and it is a peace that President Assad seems prepared to wait for. I'm Suni Khalid, reporting.